Right, let's review Erev and Daf Lamed Hey. In yesterday's afternoon, the Machlokas in the Mishnah, whether a person can rely on an Erev that's locked in a closet and the key is lost. So we have several suggestions of the issue that they might be debating. Rabbi and Rav Yosef Tami Tarvayu, Hacha b'Migdash Aleitz Askinan. Rabbi and Rav Yosef explain the Machlokas as follows. The Tanakama holds the wooden closet is considered a kli and ain't bidden b'kelim, v'ain't stira b'kelim. There's no way to break open kelim, so the Erev is considered accessible. Rabbi Lazar holds that the wooden kli is considered an ohel, which cannot be destroyed on Shabbos, so the Erev is considered inaccessible. At first, the Gemara assumes that this machlokas, whether a closet is considered a kli or an ohel, parallels a machlokas about the tumah of a closet that is hit by a zav, where if we consider it a kli, it becomes tummy with hesed, but if it's considered an ohel, it's tahar. However, the Gemara concludes that all agree that even an ohel can become tamei with hesed if the zav moves it. The machlokas is whether a movement caused by vibrations that are caused by the force of the zav is considered a hesed or not. The way Rashi understands, it means that the closet shakes, but it doesn't actually move from its place. So Abaye v'Rava d'Amri Tarvayu, the second explanation of the machlokas in our Mishnah, is that the Erev is tied shut with a rope and it needs to be cut open with a knife. Tanakama holds that kelim such as knives are not muktzah, so the Erev is accessible. Rabbi Lazar holds like Rabbi Nechemya that even regular kelim, like spoons, clothing, and knives, are muktzah when not being used for the primary use, so the Erev is not accessible. Zot the Mishnah. Niskalgel chutz l'tchum, if the Erev becomes ruined, either halachically or physically, for example, it rolls outside of Tchum Shabbos or gets burned before Shabbos begins, the Erev is not valid. If it happens after Shabbos begins, it is a valid Erev. If we aren't sure whether it got destroyed before or after Shabbos began, Zmachlok's Tanoim, Ramei of Rabbi Yehuda, hold Hareza Chamar Gamal. He has to be strict in both directions and assume that he can't go more than 2,000 amos away from the city, nor more than 2,000 amos away from the Erev. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon hold that Savik Erev is kosher. So Gemara begins to elaborate on each case mentioned in the Mishnah of a ruined Erev. First, Niskalgel Chutz L'Tchum, an Erev that rolled outside of the Tchum is only considered invalid if it rolled at least 4 amos beyond the Tchum, because the person's Makom Shvisa is considered to be the entire Dalet Amos around his Erev. Nafal Olav Gal, when a pile of rocks fell on the Erev, according to Rebbe, we have to assume that Bayim Arev V'Chatzina, he needs tools to access the Erev, because if the problem was only Mukta, it would be a valid Erev, since all Yisrim Drabban are Mutter during Menashmash when the Erev takes effect. The case of Chutz L'Tchum teaches that even though a wind can just as easily blow back inside the Tchum, the Erev is still not valid. The case of Nafal Olav Gal teaches that even though it's physically within the Tchum, it's still not a valid Erev because it's under a bunch of rocks. O Nisraf, Truma V'Nitmei, this Mishnah discusses a burnt Erev to highlight that even though the Erev doesn't exist anymore, it's not even in the world, Rabbi Yossi would still say we can rely on it when we have a suffix about when it got destroyed. The Mishnah discusses an Erev of Truma that became Tamei to highlight that even though the Erev is physically intact, Rameir still holds that we have to be strict in cases of suffix. The Savra Meir Sveikal Chumra, does Rameir really hold that we're Machmir in the case of Savik Erev? In a Mishnah in Mikvaos, Tanakama, who is Rabbi Meir, holds that when a person who is Tamim Midrabanan has a Savik about his Tefillah, we can assume he is Tahar. So the Gemara answers, because Savra Meir Tchum Doraisa. The reason Rameir is strict in our Mishnah is that he assumes that Tchum Shabbos is Doraisa, unlike the types of Tumah that he's lenient about, which are all Tumos Midrabanan, like Mayim Shuvin, Nafal of Gimelugan Mayim Shuvin, things like that. The Gemara questions this because Rameir says, that when measuring a tchum, mekadrin baharim, we can view mountains as if they're drilled straight through, and we don't rely on mekadrin baharim for any measurements that are significant on a daraisa level, like when measuring for near miklat or for egla rufa. The Gemara answers, hadi dei hadarame. Rabbi Meir himself holds tchum daraisa. We wouldn't allow mekadrin baharim. When he said that mekadrin baharim, he was quoting the opinion of his rebbeim that he doesn't subscribe to personally. Verami daraisa daraisa le Rameir. How can we say that Rameir is always strict in case of doubt that involve Yisrim Doraisa? The Mishnah in Taharos says that Rameir holds that in the case of a Safek, whether somebody was dead when you touched him, which is clearly a Doraisa issue, you're Tahar. So the Gemara gives two answers. First, Hacha B'Shtei Kitei Demaskinan. The case of Safek Tumah that Rameir is lenient is a case where the person who touched the body had a Cheskas Tahara that we can rely on. The case of Safek Erev that Rameir was strict was a case where he had conflicting testimony about when the Erev got ruined. So any Chazak is irrelevant because it contradicts testimony of two Edim. Rava Amar Trei Chazaki Lukula Vahacha Chada Chazaka Lukula. In the case of the Safik Tumu, where a mayor was Mekil, there was a double Chazaka, that the body was alive and not yet Tameh the previous day, and a Chazaka that the man who touched him was Tahar. In the case of the Erev, there's only one Chazaka, that the Truma food used in the Erev was Tahar.